Hey everybody, thanks for tuning in. I have a special episode today for all those Carondelet and De La Salle boys and girls that are going back to school. It's a big morning for you. And I reached out to somebody that I thought could shed some light on what has gone on and what his experience was. And I want to share that with you and share my own thoughts and wish you guys luck. Welcome to the engine. We all know what has happened. We've all been here. You can't escape it. We've been trapped at home, and now you're going back. Now you're going back. If you have the good fortune to go to De La Salle or Carondelet High School, and you are in your car today, you're going back to school. You're going back to school as long as you're healthy, God willing. And it has been a really dark time. I know this from personal experience in my own house, but I also know it because I've been working with a lot of students, a lot of your peers. They still come to class. They come to my class. Obviously, it's spaced out and we're safe, but man, it's an insane thing to be so happy to be back in school. And at the end of the day, you still got to learn things, right? You got to go into it. You got to recognize that, hey, we're here to get a job done, but there's just something different about it. And it's different than going back to school after a summer break. It's different than going back to school after Christmas break. It's different than restarting, because it was something that we lost. It's something that we all were robbed of instantaneously. And I reached out to Kevin Dixon because Kevin Dixon loved his time at De La Salle. He loved being part of the community, and he lost that. They ended school on a Friday. They never went back, and he missed the opportunity to do what you guys are going to have the opportunity to do. And I reached out to him and asked him to record a little bit about what he would have wanted to know, and what he felt like as a guide and a figure at De La Salle, what he would want you guys to know. And this is what he had to say.
All right, I know you guys are starting up school pretty soon, and Matt reached out and asked me to make this message. So here we go. I remember back when this whole thing started back in March. We were told we got 2 weeks off because of COVID, and we are going to be online. And all my boys were pumped. We were like, yeah, we're going to party. We're going to screw around. We're going to have a lot of fun. Because obviously everyone fucking hates school, which makes sense, especially when you're at that portion of your senior year and you kind of just want to screw around and have fun. So it was really good. It was quote-unquote great timing until that 2 weeks became three. And that three became four, and that four became a month, and that month became 2 months, and it was done. We had everything taken, and obviously, yeah, like, I know the whole Crimea River thing, everyone had everything taken, but it's still not as easy as it seems. Missing out on a lot of those big things, all the spring sports, all the graduation-related activities, anything in that market, really, you're missing out on. We missed out on, and it was not fun. And I know you guys might be dreading going back to school right now, but you had a long summer, a longer summer. I know you fucking have to do schoolwork recently, but whatever. You've had a long summer. I'm sure it's been enjoyable. It was enjoyable as hell for me and for my boys. But you're going back, and I know you're dreading it. So what I want to tell you is you shouldn't be dreading it. I know school sucks. I understand that. I know it's a grind. And as much as it is important, it also isn't at the same time. I know grades are important. You want to get into a good college. You want to set up your career. You want to set up the rest of your life. But what I can tell you, what everyone above me can tell you, what your parents can tell you, is when they think of high school, they remember their best friend. They remember their friend group. They remember all the stupid shit they did together. They remember those relationships. It's not the studying. It's not the turning in the essays that you're going to fucking remember. And that's not what you're going to be telling your kids about. It's the relationships you make, and that's 100% the most important part. And unlike a lot of other schools in the area and a lot of other schools in the country, you guys are getting the opportunity to go back into school and to keep up those relationships and to start back up again in person. And I know that it seems like, we're already in line. I kind of want to just get this shit over with and be done. But trust me, you don't. Because when our shit ended, all I wanted was to be back in the halls at break, you know, meeting in the same spot with my friends and sitting in the same spot at lunch and seeing the same faces and all the different people in the classes from Dale Sal and Carondelet. And it's the same outside of the school, too. It doesn't seem like it, but that's something. It doesn't seem like it's something that we miss, but it's something I fucking miss every day. It's something I think about every day. How we didn't realize that last day at break was going to be our last day at break. We didn't realize that last day of school was going to be our fucking last time on campus, like as a student, really. So count your blessings, really. You guys are getting to finish off. I really do hope you guys get to pick up on some of the stuff we left off. You know, get those spring sports, get all your sports, hopefully, second semester, and get your ball, get your fucking graduation, get your grad night, your fucking senior trip, whatever. It's something I really hope you guys can pick up on. It's something I really hope you guys have a lot of fun doing. Just remember, it's a hard time. I remember it vividly last year, college applications, not knowing what's in front of you, not knowing your future. But really what's important is, really what's important in this time is you got to make your right decisions. I know you got to work hard. You got to get your school in check, but relationships is just important. The time you have in high school is just important with your friends as it is doing schoolwork. In my opinion, it's not worth it if you don't have both. I would never, I mean, I worked hard, I got good grades, but I would have never given up more than I did. I always look back and say that if you don't take anything from what I'm saying tonight, take this, make the rest of your time valuable, spend it, have a great time, keep those relationships going. Those are what's going to stick with you for the rest of your life. Those people you're hanging out with are your bridesmaids and your best men in the future. So have a fucking blast. Don't let the fucking teachers be dicks. I know they're going to be on your asses all the time. I get it. I understand. I was there. Just do your work. Have a fucking blast. Pick up where I left off. Pick up where my class left off. Don't stress too much because it all works out in the end. And even if it doesn't, even if you don't get in the college you want, you can always transfer. There's always a future. Everything happens for a reason. But you gotta you know, just do your shit. Have a blast. Have fun. All love.
I agree with Kevin. I wholeheartedly agree. I can't emphasize enough, it's the relationships that people have that matter. And you got to do your best. You got to try your hardest. And what you also need to understand is how dark this time has been for your teachers. There's not a single person who's a teacher in any capacity that I've met or spoken with that got into teaching to stare at a computer. And I can assure you from the time that I've spent working with my students how crazy-making it is to try to be engaging people, try to be caring for people, try to be teaching people, and just see that everything you do, you just miss. You know, I make a lot of really bad jokes in class. Man, they miss so much in Zoom. I'm just bombing every day. I bomb with my jokes. I bomb with the content. I can see sometimes working with a student who I like, I know I like, and they're just gone, man. And there's nothing I can do to get them back. And it's not their fault. You know, it's not their fault. And it's my responsibility. It's your teacher's responsibility to keep you engaged. But you only know it from the standpoint of staring at the screen. And having the good fortune of just kind of sitting back and trying to learn this material, and, you know, that's your job. I'm not saying it's easy. I shouldn't portray it that way, but having the responsibility of knowing that you're the one that's supposed to be teaching and you're the one messing it up. I cannot stress enough how difficult that has been. because just like you need to remember the relationships you have, teachers got into teaching because of the relationships. And you need to understand that. This has not been easy for them. They're likely ecstatic that you're coming back to school. They're likely ecstatic that you're there. And you need to remember how hard it's been for them and appreciate what they're trying to do for you through the end of your time. You could be a freshman, you could be a senior. It doesn't matter. If you don't take a good hard look at the person you see today when you go into class and realize how tough this has been for them and the risk they're putting on the line, the things they're putting on the line, the risk they're absorbing by being in class today, you're missing the mark. So stick together. Appreciate yourself and your relationships and your teachers. Get after it. God willing, you will not be robbed like Kevin and all the other people were. Enjoy the rest of the school year. Enjoy your teachers and appreciate each other. I'm Matt Todd, and this is the engine that drives me. Go out and crush it. Thank you.